Back in on the countdown to kickoff here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM. James Reed, starting wide receiver for the Marshalltown Bobcats in his junior year. I tell you what, we've seen you a little bit all over the place on the defensive side of the ball. We've called your name out there playing at wide receiver, kind of a do-it-all guy. What do you enjoy most about the game of football, the different challenges that may come on the offense and defensive side?
The thing that I enjoy most about football is the physicality. There's not many sports out there that you can just really get into and really get your hands on somebody and just push them around. I mean, just the thrill of playing the game of football is just so entertaining and so fun. I also like just catching the ball. I mean, it's just so satisfying when you see those perfect spirals coming in. You just bring it in and take it.
You know, one thing that I think about too is with you guys out there playing wide receiver on this Bobcat team, you guys are a run oriented team. So there's going to be a lot of blocking that has to go on. I look at one of my favorite wide receivers in the NFL that used to play, is now retired, but Larry Fitzgerald, he caught a lot of balls, but he also did a lot of really good blocking. So how important is that? How much does the coaching staff stress not only catching the ball, but also getting out there and blocking?
Oh, we do blocking drills probably every day. Mm-hmm. Blocking is a very important aspect to our run game because we run the ball a lot. And those corners and safeties, sometimes they come in and they wreak havoc. So doing those blocking drills every day, we prioritize it. Mm-hmm. You know, I enjoy blocking the corners. I enjoy blocking the safeties. And it's good to see. I mean, you get that run up the middle, those corners could come screaming in and it's fun, just push them out.
Yeah, of course, we just talked with Nick Lucas. He's a pretty good blocker as well. He's a junior as well. And you know, I look at this team, there's a lot of good junior players as far as leadership goes and things of that nature. What would you say about your junior class and the contributions that you guys have made to this Bobcat program?
We got a lot of juniors that play, a lot of starting juniors, and we're all really close. I mean, we're all great teammates, great people, and we really help the team. I mean, you got starters all across the board and juniors, and just a really respectable, fun class, great group of guys.
Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, you guys are going to take on the Valley Tigers. You know, they traditionally have a great football program. They're 3-1 on the season. I know you guys want to come out here and get a big victory here tonight. What would you say is kind of your key to victory tonight? What you guys need to do well to be able to beat the Tigers?
I think our biggest thing that we need to do is we need to have confidence. I mean, if we go out there with the confidence that we can beat them and easily compete with them, I think we'll have a good game. If we come out there thinking, oh, they're a great football program, they're a lot bigger than us, doesn't look like it's going to be a great game, then it's going to end up like that. But if we come out with the confidence and we come out as a team and as a family, we do everything right. I mean, if we win every play, there's no stopping what we can do.
Well, good deal. We've seen you guys progress all season long, so good luck here tonight. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right. That is James Reed with us. Coming up when we come back, we will talk to the head man as we'll visit with Adam Goodman as you're tuned in to the countdown to kickoff right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM.